Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We call this Baltimore Positive. This is going to be a fun one because it involves our friends at the Maryland Lottery. Last fall, we had a little football season here, and I gave out, and this is the last remaining one. It's like the last dinosaur, the last Raven scratch-off ticket left from last season, and we finally have announced the Seats for 20 Years winner, and I'm always excited by this because we had TJ last year and brought him back, and he was telling me about the club level and all that stuff with his daughter, but I was excited when Shannon Brown won last week, and here to not just welcome her, but to welcome himself back onto the program, because we always love having the lottery representatives. We welcome the one, the only, Doug Lloyd. Doug, you're usually the guy who has to call people and say, "You've won $1 million." And the person says, "What? No, not me." At least in this one, everybody knew it was on the up and up, and the drawing was out in front of everyone, and you got to see folks have the drawing right down there at the stadium, like you do every year.
Always exciting part, building up to that part of the season, and I get to meet all of these folks during the year as we pick them. And we get that first reaction when we call them to let them know that they're a finalist, because they win $10,000 just for being in the running. And then they have the chance to win those tickets. So each of these folks equally deserving. I rooted for every one of them, and really until the drawing occurs, I really don't know who this winner is going to be. And it's a thrill for me, just as it is for every one of these winners.
Well, Shannon, did you believe him or did you not believe him when he called and said, because he didn't say a million, but 10 grand and a chance to win Ravens tickets for 20 years, pretty good deal. Gil.
Right, I was totally not sold by the fact that somebody had called me and said, "Oh, you are a finalist and you won $10,000." There's no, I put because I was cooking at the time, so I put my utensils down calmly, stepped back, and I do this for a living, right? I think I've discussed that before. It's up to me to teach my customers about fraudsters, scammers, alerts, things like that. So I'm like, "Oh, I'm ready." So I've been prepared. I'm getting ready to go in on him when as soon as he asked like for my social
Douglas
security
Lloyd,
number.
MD Lottery. Yeah, sure you
Yes.
are. Sure you
Yeah.
are.
But oh, once I realized it was just I couldn't express any words to be honest. Like at that point, once I sat the phone down, we'll just say once I hung up with Doug and I realized it was legitimate, me and my daughter was hysterical. Dad's in the hot tub. I sling the door open. I'm screaming at the top of my lungs. We just won $10,000 and I'm a finalist. It was just it was insane.
So you're an
Insane.
Aberdeen person. I'm very familiar with Aberdeen
Yes.
concerts, ball games, 95, Ripken Stadium, all that. Give me the story of how this became that, because Roz and the folks at the Maryland Lottery are nice enough to give me some of these. We give these away on the Crab Cake Tour each and every week. And I've had people say, "Hey, I won $2. I won $5." I've had $50 winners. I've had $100 winners. Well, I haven't had any grand prize winners. So where did you buy yours, and when did you get your ticket?
So more, I would probably say more than likely it was the Aberdeen Wawa because that's why I frequent every morning before I go into work. I feel like that's more. I can't pinpoint exactly where I purchased it from, but that's usually where I go to be honest. But yeah, from the start of the football season, we're constantly, well, not constantly buying them, but we're
You wanted to
purchasing
win
whatever.
this. The,
We
this,
wanted to win.
yeah. You
Like
want, well,
we
not just
wanted
the
to win.
money, but like, well, listen. I pimp this every year, and I say people can really win this, and then I meet the real winners and stuff. So you were drawn in season. You're obviously a Ravens fan, and all of this anticipation. Give me the lead up to going down to the stadium, and I mean, hey, the Ravens almost went to the Super Bowl, won it this year. Like it's been a number of good
Oh,
years on top of each other here.
yes. The lead up to it, honestly, I wasn't too. I was hush hush about it because I didn't want to. I just didn't want to, like, not. I don't know. It just really was a hush hush moment for me. And I was like, you know what? I feel like if I put this out there in the atmosphere, like, maybe it's not going to. But then I'm like, my dad always told me, go big or go home. So, I mean, I was just very exciting leading up to that moment. And it just, I don't know, it's so describable and surreal, undescribable.
Art Modell used to say, go first class or don't go at all, is what he would say. So,
Really? Oh my goodness.
Doug Lloyd is here for the Maryland Lottery. Shannon Brown is our big winner for the Maryland Lottery. She entered, as I've told people to do. Doug, give everybody the background on this because I don't think folks even know. This is the biggest lottery promotion of the year. I mean, I have Magic 8 Ball, we have Monopoly, we do all sorts of, there's Powerballs and all Mega Millions, and some rules are changing soon and all that. We even have Home Run Riches. But the Ravens ticket has been historically the most popular ticket of the year, right?
That's right. Yeah, and there is a massive amount of planning that goes into this, a lot of hands behind the scenes to make it all work. This is the 16th year that we've had this co-branded partnership with the Ravens, and it's always a big hit. Just to put it all in perspective, over 4 million total entries, and that was for $659,000 in cash prizes and some of those great experiences. And just in Shannon's category alone, there were over 1 million entries to be selected as a finalist.
And there were
So
six was the number.
Nice.
that's right, six finalists. It wound up being about an average of for each of our drawings that we had the finalist prize, about 214,000 people entered each one of those drawings. So it's quite a lot of people that you have to beat out to get into this. Like I said, it is just as big for us as it is for the players. So this is why this moment is really just a one of a kind thing. Shannon, if you get a chance to see a live stream or any of the photos from that, you'll see
Oh gosh,
what kind of
yeah.
moment was happening.
Well, Shannon, I want to give you some oxygen on this because I'm too much of a gentleman to ask your age, but I'm guessing that you remember the Ravens being here. You've been a Ravens fan. I mean, your dad. Give me your Ravens story when you discovered the Ravens, and if you've been to games before, give me your life as a Ravens fan.
So we like, yeah, I've known about the Ravens since they came to the town. So our my backstory on Ravens is, so like most people, they prepare. There's just preparations for our family and going into the games and such every week. So I'm talking assigned seats. Birthdays get put on hold. Like we have like a meal plan set for every Ravens game for the season, and we've been doing this for years. Every first game that we watch, we have our normal crab cakes, chicken wings, macaroni and cheese, just, and that's the first game. That's just to set off the season. But when we watch an opposing team, we look up whatever their dish is for that state, and that's what we cook. So it's almost like, well, whoever we're playing, we're eating them up at the end. Of
So
course,
you
this is
play
when
the
we're going to
Eagles,
win.
we eat some sort of
Oh,
poultry.
yes.
Of
Yeah.
course. All right. What do you
Yeah.
do when we play the Steelers? You don't put coleslaw and French fries on sandwiches. Don't do
No,
it.
we
No.
go into dessert. Like if whatever their main dish, I think their main dish is something along the lines of a
Besides
specific
losing,
sandwich.
right?
Yeah,
Exactly. Right.
besides losing.
Right.
But yeah, so it could be a dessert. It could be a main dish. Like if we play Buffalo, it's buffalo wings, like things of that nature. But it's a big preparation for us. Like I said, we have assigned seats, and Dad came every game to my house, as long as his house would allow him. But we yeah, like it's a big deal. And like the memorabilia that we put up, we decorate for all of the games. From the time the football season starts, you ha there is not an empty space on my wall of Ravens memorabilia.
How
Like
many games have you been to in your life, Ravens games?
in my life, honest to goodness, I could probably count on one hand in my
Okay. And
lifetime.
they're all special. I mean, you remember them. I remember the first game
Yes.
I went to, football and sports and first experiences. I just didn't know because when you win, Doug in the lottery screwed everything up now because all the home games, all of these dining, and this is going to turn into tailgate now, and you're
Right.
going to have to move. Weather's going to be involved and all of that. So the home games now. I don't. Are they still going to have parties at your house without you or no?
Oh, absolutely. Well, I mean, yeah, to an extent. To an extent, because it's a gathering. Like it's like tailgating in my living room.
Well, you only won two tickets, right? And these are club level.
True.
Who's going to the game? Or are you going to have to like draw in August to see who gets what game and like all that? Or do you have a one person that's going to go to every game with you?
Me and my husband Chris is going to be the start of it. I will say
Okay.
that. I have certain specific nights, like we're going to have to draw numbers, names and numbers or something. Pick them right out of the hat. Like we'll have to alternate
And you're
for
going to every
sure.
game though, right? You're
Oh, I'm
gonna
going.
Okay.
So this, yeah, I'm not selling tickets, guys.
Well, I know some like
But
school night, work night, you're like it's cold out. You know, there's a
true.
little bit of that goes on. And
Yeah.
you got a husband. I hope he has some friends. And I hope they're not Steelers fans, you know. So I'm figuring, you know, tickets forever. It's a long time to have tickets, 20 years. It is.
It is a long time. It's a long time for me to decide who can go and who can't go too, for sure.
I'd stay on your good
But
side is what I would do.
right. Oh, there's people coming out of the woodworks. I will tell you that. There's definitely people coming out of the woodworks.
More money, more problems, as they say.
Right.
Shannon Brown is here. She is the big winner for seats for 20 years. Doug Lloyd's here from the Maryland Lottery as our returning champion and fun friend. All right, so for Ravens fun for you, 20 years of tickets. This is the most important question. How many championships are we going to win in the next 20 years? That's the most important thing.
Oh, I'm going to go in the hole with, I want to be a realist.
Don't be
So
greedy like New
I'm not
England.
trying to be. I'm not really trying to be. But I'll be a realist. I'm gonna give let's do nine out of the next 20.
Just every
Let's
other
do
year
nine.
for the next 20
Yeah.
years. I love that. I
Yeah.
love that. Shannon Brown is here. She's got 10 grand of the Maryland Lottery's money because she played the Raven scratch off. We will have Raven scratch offs coming back again later on in the year. But right now we're promoting Home Run Riches. I will have the magic 8-ball ticket. Shannon mentioned those crab cakes. We're going to be at Fadley's on Thursday. We're going to be back at Fadley's later in the month. We're going to be at Pizza John's in Essex. We're going to be at CVP in Towson, celebrating Towson University, all of it with our friends at the Maryland Lottery. And I give away a lot of winning tickets percentage-wise, but I've never given away the CMD Lottery grand prize winner, as Shannon Brown is as well. Now, so I got to ask you this. You were there, and there were five other people. You could have been one of the non-winning people, but you were the winning person, right? How did you feel about the other people? Because, I mean, it must be heartbreaking. They hug you, right? And they're like, congratulations. But they're like, oh, man, can I go to one of the games with you or something?
Right. Can I say, like, there were six finalists, right? And out of the six finalists, only four of us showed up.
Okay.
So that was, I mean, one person, Roger, stuck out for me. He's a Ravens fan as well, and also Orioles fan. Me and my family came in decked out in Ravens gear. I'm not gonna lie. Like, we came out decked out in Ravens gear. And I mean, I'm a humble person. So in the moment, as excited as I was like, oh goodness, like I mean, I did this, like we won this. And now I'm like, oh my goodness, these guys aren't leaving empty-handed, but you kind of feel that sense of, geez,
Well, only one person can win, you know? And I
No.
listen, I hope you have the greatest 20-year ride. I hope you have so much fun. I think the really heartening part for me, and you know, I promote the lottery, we talk about it and give tickets out and stuff like that. But then I get to meet people like you. TJ, the man who won last year, he's up in Harford County with you. He counsels people, he does great things. He had a great year with his daughter. I was shocked that they were club level seats. I had him on the show a couple weeks ago. He's like, yeah, we're on a club level. I'm like, well, Shannon's on a club level as well. So at least they keep you a little bit warm during the year. About your
Yes.
dad, I don't want you to get too emotional about dad because I lost my dad. By the way, today is my dad's birthday. Today, my dad would have been 106 years old. So it's a special day for dads.
Yes.
My
Happy
dad died in
birthday, Dad.
1992. He died before the Ravens even got here, you know. And but for your dad, who was his favorite player? Was he a Colts guy? Give me a little snapshot of your dad because I know he's smiling down because I see him right behind you in the snapshot.
Yes, that's Dad there. He's a big fan of Lamar. He's a big fan of Lamar. I'm telling you, he was coaching Lamar from our living room through the games, definitely. And my dad's birthday just passed actually on March 1st. So I resent with you when as far as your dad and his birthday. So
Good
happy
Pisces.
birthday,
We had
Dad.
good Pisces people this time of the year.
Yes.
Well, Shannon, I
Yes.
hope you gas up the car, run over to your Wawa, get your things together in the mornings, get down to the stadium nice and early, and you're gonna have lots of experiences. I'm doing the math on this because they're gonna wind up expanding the season, but I figured about 10 games times 20 years, you have 200 days with the Ravens here. All you have to do is live long enough and cheer loud enough, I think is all you need to do.
Oh, absolutely. I'm getting goosebumps just talking about
You're going to
it.
be like my wife on Monday mornings. I'm going to say, hey, Doug, can we get Shannon on Monday? I was at the game yesterday and I don't have a voice left. Because that's what every Monday was like around here. So you got to get ready for
Did
that.
you not see the videos? Like the scream was me and my daughter screaming in the stands when we won. So yeah,
Hold on,
I'm
how was your
that.
daughter?
Oh.
Does she know about your husband going to the games? Is she not taking her to the games now?
So I told her we'll do the women's night and we'll do our thing.
All
So
right,
yeah,
all
she's
right, all right.
included. She's included.
Well, I mean, two tickets and, more people. I don't know what to say. I mean, at some point she'll get to a game. I hope so with you. You
Yeah.
got 20 years to get her there. I hope you pick one of the playoff games there. So my thanks to Maryland Lottery and Doug and everybody. This is a year-long effort. It, sort of begins in like July and August, and we start going with this thing like we're doing right now with Home Run Riches. Home Run Riches has 162 winners. Every single game they have a winner. So that makes it a little bit more fun too. And we get into the rooting spirit of moving the wall in and the home runs out, at least for the home team on the home game. So Home Run Riches and the Raven scratch off, just a great 1-2 sports punch with our friends at the Maryland Lottery. Shannon, rest up. It's going to be a long 20 years for you, especially if we win nine champ. It's going to be a long year for me if we win nine championships. So I hope you're right
Right.
about that.
Yes.
I'm a long-suffering Oriole fan. I'm just good for one. Just give me one, and I'm
Just
good.
give you one. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, Doug,
Yeah.
I know we're going to have some more winners from you. I always appreciate you setting these things up and make things happen. And the best part about this, when I was a little boy, we had MTV, and they would say, people really win, and people really win at the Maryland Lottery. You can find all of the winners at mdlottery.com. People win tens of thousands and millions of dollars every day, and but only one person gets tickets for 20 years, seats for 20 years winner, our friend Shannon Brown. Shannon, thanks for making a little bit of time on your lunch hour and coming in here. It
Of
was fun watching
course.
you celebrate on the video, and I'm like, I'm going to get her on the show and we're going to celebrate together. So, congratulations.
I appreciate you having me.
I want to see you in that Lamar jersey come opening day here, and we'll see if we can win ourselves a Super Bowl next year. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking, winning the Maryland Lottery and Baltimore Positive.